Hey, everybody, it's Tim Heidecker. You know me, Tim and Eric, Bridesmaids, and Fantastic Four. I'd like to personally invite you to listen to Office Hours Live with me and my co-hosts, DJ Doug Pound.
Hello.
And Vic Berger.
Howdy.
Call ourselves the Holy Trinity, because why not? Every week, we bring you laughs, fun, games, and lots of other surprises. It's live. We take your Zoom calls. We take people from all over the world. And we have incredible guests from the world of music and comedy, politics, activism, you name it. Music. We love having fun. Excuse me?
Songs.
Vic said something.
Music. Songs.
Music.
We make up songs. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. All the best.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Please subscribe.
No. Let me call. Well, let me call my guest on Skype.
Some roads are only seen at night. Ghost roads, nothing but neon signs. But some nights the neon gas gets free and turns into walking dead like me. And I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in your sleep. I'll have to go when the whistle blows. The whistle blows my name. Baby, I was born on a train. Well, I know that you were never young, and I know you probably won't get old. But honey, nobody's gonna hurt you anymore, and nobody's gonna make you wanna die. And I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in your sleep. I'll have to go when the whistle blows. The whistle blows my name. Baby, I was born.
Yeah, Mario.
Hey, I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have from Saved by the Bell, in case you're just joining us, Saved by the Bell and Extra, is that what you're on now?
I think that's the one I was on, and Access Hollywood Entertainment.
Access Hollywood, the X Factor. 1992, you hosted your first series on NBC called Name Your Adventure.
Yep.
You host the serial tabloid Extra, as well as the MTV reality shows America's Best Dance Crew and MTV's Top Pop Group.
True.
95-96 season, you hosted the second season of Masters of the Maze on what was then the Family Channel.
That's right.
You're a host and co-executive producer of CTV's Dating Factory. That's a Mexican channel, I think. CTV.
Right. That's right. I've been doing that for about a year now.
And you're Mexican? Is that your heritage?
That's correct. I'm Mexican American.
Okay.
Am I hearing a noise?
Caller, you're on the air with Mario Lopez.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, what's up? This is Mario speaking. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yes, my birthday is tomorrow.
It's on the 10th.
It's coming up, and I am excited.
It was 3 days ago, Mario.
Oh, in October.
Yeah.
Yes.
October.
Yeah, thanks. 10th. Thanks. We had a fun time. We celebrated at the Olive Garden and had a private table set aside for us. The restaurant's been closed down, but they set up a nice table for us and brought in a couple waitresses who wore masks, and we had a safe dinner.
Hey, I have another question.
Sure.
what was it like to play Olympic swimmer Greg Louganis?
Oh, I mean, it was a dream come true. He's a American hero. So
thank you, Mario.
Yeah, and any other? What's your name, caller?
My name is Daniel Louganis.
Okay, Daniel. So, are you related to Greg Louganis?
No relation.
That's a really odd.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, I'm such a fan that I decided to change my last name.
Oh, so it's not your birth name?
Oh, no, I'm just such a big fan of the Greg Louganis story that I thought I'd change my name. So I'm now Daniel Louganis.
What do you think of that, Mario?
That's a nice tribute, I think. And I'm sure Greg, if he were alive, he would love to know about that.
Is that it, Daniel?
Yeah, that's about it.
Did you know Greg Louganis was dead?
No.
Yeah, well.
What?
Yep. All right. We'll see you later.
We're going to make the sequel soon.
Oh, really?
The big ending, yeah.
Well, maybe we can call a fish place and see if they have any questions for Mario Lopez. I thought I'd be getting more calls, but I guess we'll have to make some.
Yeah, I mean, we'll call a fish place. That's fine.
Do you have any tropical fish?
I have just a goldfish. I have little kids, and they like to splash around with them in the tub.
You know,
it's nothing tropical.
In the tub?
Yeah, you need to fill up the bathtub with theirs.
Okay. You probably have a huge house, huh?
Well, the one I'm in right now is not that big, but my other two are.
Man.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Brendan Strong, and I have Mario Lopez on the line.
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have Mario Lopez on the line from Saved by the Bell and Extra Access Hollywood.
Yes. Can you wait 1 second? I'm gonna pass you to the owner right now. Wait 1 second.
Sure thing.
Hello.
Hey, this is Brendan Strong. I have Mario Lopez on the line from Access Hollywood.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi,
what Mario. What would you like to know about me? Do you have any questions for me?
No. You called me.
Well, it's Mario Lopez. I'm doing an interview with him, and we just thought we'd make some calls and let people talk to Mario Lopez. So go ahead, shoot. Anything. Sky's the limit. Can ask him anything.
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, right now I'm in the middle of working in the shop here. What's going on?
Just any question. I mean, this is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity. if you want to speak with
me. I don't Mario even know Lopez. Who I'm talking to.
Mario Lopez? You never heard of Mario Lopez?
No, I've heard of him, but I'm not familiar with what the phone call is about.
Yeah, well, it's just if you want to ask Mario Lopez a question, it's now's your chance.
I don't have any questions.
Saved by the Bell.
He was on Saved by the Bell. His first kiss was with Fergie.
No. I have zero questions.
Okay, well, maybe Mario has a question for you. This is a guy. He has a fish place. This is exotic fish, tropical fish?
No, this is fish.
Right. So you sell tropical fish?
Yeah.
Okay, Mario, do you have any questions for this guy?
I do. I was curious, not so much about fish, but do you carry snails?
Did you say snails?
Snails.
Yeah.
How many snails can you keep in a tank?
Well, we have snails. We have several different species. Generally, the size of the tank depends on how many snails that you would put in. On a small tank, you might want to only use one or two. On a larger one, 6 to 12. So it all depends on the size of the aquarium, how much algae you have, how strong your lighting is. Is it a planted tank? Is it just decorations only, artificial? I mean, it all depends.
All right. That helps. Thank you. And again, before we go, one more chance to ask me any question you like.
Yep, Mario Lopez. Any questions for him before we get going?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you really blew it, sir.
Okay.
Okay, you blew it. Hey, thanks for calling. This is Brendan Strong, and I am here with Mario Lopez. Do you caller? You're on. Hello. Okay. Somebody
must
called.
Have fallen asleep.
Oh, well, they're there, but they're not making any noise. So, all right. No. Okay. Well, this is going pretty good, I think.
I'm having a pretty good time. I got nothing else to do anyway. So
you probably have like a really hot wife now, right? I'm going to Google your wife. Is that okay?
I don't think she's on Google.
Oh, she's okay. She's not my type. But I can see why people would find her attractive.
I mean, you really don't find her attractive?
I said I can see. I mean, I'm not personally. She's not my type.
Well, I mean, you should spend some time with us and get to know her. I think her personality would bring out the beauty in her, and I think you'd find her attractive that way.
I'm not dissing your wife.
Okay.
Okay, let's call.
That's fair.
You know what? I think there's I've called this place before, and maybe they'll want to talk to Mario Lopez. I mean, this is kind of a new like spin on taking phone calls, like just getting a celebrity and then calling people and giving them the chance to talk.
How may I help you?
Hey, is this Nicole?
Paul?
Nicole?
Oh, Nicole's not in.
Oh, she's not.
Right now. No, she is not.
Who's this?
This is Emily.
Oh, hey, Emily. I don't know if I talked to you before. This is Brendan Strong. We had called before, but I called. Right now I have Mario Lopez on the line.
Hey, what's happening?
She just hung up. Should I call her back? Maybe she freaked out.
It could have been an accident.
Yeah. Maybe she got too excited. Maybe she creamed her jeans. Did you ever do two chicks at once?
Oh, I cannot say on the air here.
Oh, okay.
How may I help you?
Hey, Emily. It's Brendan again. I have Mario Lopez on the line.
Hey, Mario Lopez?
It's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Oh, let me say hi to him.
He's okay. Hey, Mario.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, what's your favorite character from Saved by the Bell?
From which movie? Sorry.
Saved by the Bell.
I can't hear you.
Who's your favorite character from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, the guy with the curly hair. What's his name?
Yeah, that was
him, Mario Lopez. Yeah. And he hosts Access.
The tall white guy.
Oh no, that was a different guy.
No, that was not me.
Grinch, whatever his name is.
Stretch. Yes.
Wait, where are you guys calling from?
Stretch. I'm calling from. Well, I'm doing an interview with Mario Lopez, and we thought that we would give some people the opportunity to ask him a question.
Oh, okay.
So, if you any question that you have for Mario Lopez.
Do you guys have any questions for Mario Lopez?
Can I have all your money? Here you go.
Hello?
No. Hello?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
How's life?
It's great. Just enjoying
great.
Life and loving the sunshine and my wife and my kids and my fish.
You have a wife and kids?
I do.
Yeah,
and fish.
Three children.
Mm-hmm. Three children.
Mario just turned 47 on October 10th, so 3 days
ago. Wait, who's Mario?
Mario Lopez, that's who you're talking to.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Okay, well, you blew it, okay? You had your chance to ask Mario Lopez, an American icon, a question, and you blew it, okay?
He's an American icon? Never heard of him.
He's a global ambassador. Okay, you blew it, okay? All right, bye.
Okay.
Brendan, did you set me up? Are
no.
you setting me up? Are these like prank callers that you're calling?
Hey, you're on the air with Mario Lopez.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Do you have a question for Mario Lopez?
Absolutely. With all due respect, and I'd like to preface this by saying no homo, but those dimples are hella cute.
Oh, well, that's so sweet. If you could see me now, I'm blushing.
Wow, fantastic. I also like to say Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern, Baba Booey.
Okay, well, that's he used a code there. That he's referencing a shock jock. Sorry you had to hear that.
That's, yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. let's see here. This will be a good call. They'll be excited to hear from Mario Lopez.
Okay.
And Brendan Strong, that's my new stage name.
Okay.
It's a powerful sounding name, right? It's
intimidating.
Charles speaking.
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong. And I'm calling for, well, I have Mario Lopez on the line.
Hey, are you surprised?
And are you looking for anyone in specific to speak with?
Well, no, I have Mario Lopez on the line. Are you familiar with him?
Actor?
Yep, the actor, the host of Access Hollywood. And I have him on the line if you want to ask him any question.
Shoot.
Gotcha. I'm good.
Okay, is anybody else there that would want to ask Mario a question?
No, I don't think so.
Well, why don't you ask them? Get someone else and put them on the phone. Fucking asshole.
So rude.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with people these days.
Anti-Mexican-American, it sounds like.
Could be racist. You're right.
Could be
racial. You've been married for 8 years.
Yeah, go on.
Can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong calling, and I have on the line Mario Lopez from Access Hollywood.
Surprise!
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, it's all right. You don't have to be shy.
Yeah, ask him any question you want. He's a cool guy.
I don't know what to ask.
Are you a little starstruck?
Yeah.
That happens. That's all right.
Do you know Mario just had his birthday 3 days ago?
Oh, really? Well, happy birthday.
Yep.
Oh, thanks.
Guess how old...
Would you be able to sing?
I'm sorry?
Do you want
to... Well, can you sing to me?
Here's two part... This is a two-part question. Guess how old he is?
25.
Oh my God, Mario.
I wish.
Mario Lopez just turned. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
He just turned. Hold on, let me find a drum roll here. Okay, I don't know if I have a drum. Just turned 47 years old. He's almost 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you know who Mario Lopez is, right?
It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Oh, so you don't know what he looks like.
A.C. Slater.
No.
He was on a show called Saved by the Bell, but now he hosts Access Hollywood.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. You would know him if you saw him. Do you want to sing happy birthday to him since it was just his 47th birthday?
It's actually kind of busy right now.
Do you have customers there?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask a customer if they want to speak with Mario Lopez?
No, it's okay.
Oh, you should. I mean, you're kind of going to deprive them of a once in a lifetime opportunity. So maybe just ask, say, hey, I have Mario Lopez on the line. Does anybody want to meet him? You can just yell it out. Oh, she hung up. That's
quite
a real
quiet there.
You know, I don't want to be verbose, but that's a real cunty move that she just pulled there.
I know. I've said that many times in my marriage.
What if somebody really wants to speak with Mario Lopez?
I mean, why wouldn't they? But if she doesn't ask, no one's going to be able to have the chance to speak with me.
Oh, here comes a call. We have a call coming in. You doing okay there, Mario?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air with Mario Lopez.
Hey, is this the Nutrisystem guy?
I am, yeah. Well, X, I don't, I'm not involved with that company anymore.
Well, listen here, you fat piece of shit. I've been eating it for 3 weeks and I've gained 300 pounds.
Well, it's a shitty product. What do you want me to say? That's why I don't, that's why I'm not, involved with them anymore, because Nutrisystem sucks. So it's your
fault. so they don't offer you a payout and now you're just, moving on.
Okay, do you have a question for Mario Lopez, asshole?
Yeah, Mario, I spilled my piss jug on my keyboard. What should I do?
Oh, that's just crude, and but you should clean it up, though. That's what the first thing you should do. Disinfect
okay,
it.
Yeah, next. With what?
It's a paper towel.
Yeah. Come on.
Then I'm going to get pissed on my hand.
Okay, pull your head out of your ass. Don't call us anymore, fuckface. I just hung up on him.
Okay, that was rude.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's deal was. Here we go. I think I have a good place to call. All right, let's see. Closes 6 p.m. Okay, this is in Florida. And now there, you probably have a lot of fans in Florida.
I have a big Miami connection there.
Yeah. Would you want to? Well, I guess there's too much of a delay. Say maybe you could sing a song. Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong. I have Mario Lopez on the line.
Hey.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm calling. Are you familiar with Mario Lopez? Extra,
no.
Extra Access Hollywood, Saved by the Bell?
No.
He's well.
Is there anything we can help you
really
with?
Really famous. Well, I'm calling people, giving them the opportunity to ask Mario a question.
Right. Normally, I'm the interviewer, but you can interview me.
Yeah. Usually, he interviews celebrities, but now we're giving the general public access to Mario. Did you hang up? Let's keep calling gun stores in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, they're bound. One of them is bound to know who I am.
I feel like that's a good. I feel like that's maybe a good way to get myself killed. I'm going to get myself killed somehow doing something stupid. I appreciate you doing this, Mario.
Oh, hey, anytime, any day. It's all good with me.
I don't have my co-host with me right now, so that's why the show is kind of lacking.
Please leave your message for 3.
Oh, God. My wife is pregnant. About to have our second child.
It's exciting. Do you have a name picked out?
Washington.
Great. That's good. It works for boy or girl.
It's going to be a boy.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong. I'm here with Mario Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Hi. This must be exciting for you.
Are you familiar with Mario Lopez?
No.
You don't watch Access Hollywood?
No.
Saved by the Bell? Ring a bell?
No.
Extra, extra.
What are you calling about?
Well, Mario.
Name some shows that you watch, and I'll tell you if I've been in them or not.
Yeah, Mario's very famous, and he usually interviews celebrities. So what we're doing is we're calling regular folks and giving them an opportunity to interview Mario.
Well, you're calling a gun store that's really busy, and I don't have time for that.
Oh, if we're really busy, maybe one of your customers wants to speak with Mario.
No.
Well, just put a customer on the phone.
We just don't even care how famous he is.
Okay, well, put a customer on the phone. You can't speak for everybody.
I'm not going to tie up my phone line for your bullshit.
Wait, hey, watch your language. Watch your language, gun boy.
Would not mess with that guy.
I mean, he's like, yeah, these are some scary people. I get to hide behind a phone number in thousands of miles.
That could be all talk, though. You don't know.
I mean,
He might be really responsible with his weapons.
He's got lots of guns. But, I mean, you can't just go around shooting people.
No, you can't.
Not supposed to. Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Washington. I'm here with Mario Lopez.
Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you familiar with Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez.
Access Hollywood? Saved by the Bell?
Maybe. Sure.
Okay. Well, what we're doing is Mario, he interviews celebrities for Extra and Access Hollywood. So what we're doing is we're calling regular folks and giving them the opportunity to interview Mario.
Okay. Okay.
What do you want to know?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I haven't watched Saved by the Bell since I was a kid, so I don't know.
Well, it's your chance to talk to A.C. Slater himself. He just had a birthday 3 days ago. He turned 47, if you can believe that.
Yeah, good. We're close. Good. Cool. We're close. Same age. Cool.
That's cool. How old are you?
Same age.
Oh, 47.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like you guys grew up, or you grew up, you used to watch Saved by the Bell when you were in high school.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. How are things out in Hollywood? Everything's cool?
Oh yeah, we're doing good out here. We're we're kind of in quarantine right now, but we're ready to get started again. I've been doing a lot of Zoom calls, interviewing Will I Am and Fergie, people like that.
Yeah, you got to move to Florida. You know, it's wide open down here.
It's safer there?
Yeah, like I say, everything's open, everything's going, you know? Yeah. Businesses are open, things are sort of trying to get back to somewhat normal, you know?
Well, Mario has a big Miami connection.
Cool.
I do. I have a few family members live down there, and one's in prison right now, but I'm going to be coming down to visit soon, and we're going to, you know, reminisce about the old days. But what kind of things do you sell in your shop right now?
Just your regular, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff, handguns, long guns, you know, do a lot of classes.
You're on this side of the line?
You know, a lot of safety classes and stuff like that, so a lot of people have been, you know, coming in for that.
What's the most expensive gun you have there?
They're all over the place, you know. $3,000-$4,000.
Okay. Hey, would that be like a machine gun?
No. The most expensive gun here I have is an over and under shotgun, you know, for shooting sporting clays.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably like around 12 grand.
Holy mackerel.
That's not bad.
Well, you're rich, Mario. I'm not.
It's true.
Yeah.
Can you name this gun? Do you know what kind
not
of gun
really.
That is?
Nope. Not really. Gun. Some sort of auto. I don't know. 20-something years ago, 25 years ago. Don't know, man. Doesn't really sound like that, you know?
Okay, here, I'll play it again. You have 10 seconds.
I don't know. Maybe a Tommy gun?
Is that going to be your final answer?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mario, do you want to take a guess?
I don't know. I think there's too many bullets going off too close together to be a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
It's an Uzi.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys sell Uzis?
No, we don't.
Is Uzi short for something?
Don't know. Don't really deal with them. So.
Where are they from? Is that like a Russian gun or something?
No, they're made in Israel.
Ah, okay.
Do you sell weapons other than guns?
Sure. Like
knives and stuff.
Knives and stuff, sure.
Okay.
Rocket launchers.
Nope. Can't sell that stuff.
You're not allowed?
Nope.
Okay. Well, Mario, do you have any other questions for Mario? Or Mario, do you have any other questions for this guy?
Nope.
You sure you don't have any more questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
Kind of.
You got another question, Brendan?
Yeah, I guess. Is it okay if I ask a question?
You can ask me a question.
Okay. Now, when you were discovered, by a talent agent at a dance recital when you were 10. Is that right?
Yeah, 9 and a half.
Okay. And then you got into local ads and commercials before getting on TV, right?
Yeah, I was in a Burger King commercial that kind of went, you know, it was like, I think they picked up 3 different spots. Okay. And I wasn't in the first like cut of it. I wasn't in too much of it. But then they liked how I looked in it.
Yeah.
And then they kept going with it. And they re-edited the second and third, spot and put me into the forefront of it. And then from there, that's when my manager came in and he said, yeah, you're doing good, kid.
Yeah.
Let's get you into some auditions. And that's how I got onto Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, and then a lot of people don't know that. So you began acting in 1984, and your first role was you played the younger brother Tomas in a short-lived ABC comedy series, aka Pablo.
I don't really remember too much about that, but I was pretty young. But yeah, it's on my IMDb.
Yeah, 84. So you just turned 47. So that would be. I guess you were 11.
I was about 11.
Yeah. And then that led to, you got cast as a drummer and dancer on Kids Incorporated.
That was three seasons. That's where people really got to know who I was. Yeah. And I got to sing a little bit and dance a lot. And that's really where the name Mario Lopez came to be known by a lot of kids. And that's where they started selling these posters and merch.
Yeah. Well, you were a good looking kid, and I gotta say, you know, you're holding up pretty good for a 47-year-old guy. You're in really good shape.
Thank you, Brian.
How often do you work out?
I mean, usually mornings and then once in a while at night, after dinner. But I think the key is to eat clean, eat healthy,
right?
Eat a lot of greens. I always say that because it rhymes like a poem. I think that's just something to put in your head to remember, because it's not always just about, you know, running and jogging and sweating.
Yeah.
You can eat clean, eat healthy, eat green.
And drink a lot of water? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard that if you drink more ice water, that burns the fat quicker, or like, you know, a lot easier, because it takes more energy to heat up that ice water.
Oh, did you ever hear that, cool? Sir?
What's that?
About the ice water?
No, didn't. Nope.
So that's what kind of, you said you're 47 as well?
Mm-hmm.
How are you holding up?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Work out 4 times a week. Yep.
Oh, no kidding. What's your workout consist of?
I just mainly lift weights.
Oh, yeah. Are you like a buff guy, or is it just, are you more lean maybe?
Nah, I stay lean.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much what Mario's like.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
I'm about the same age as you guys, too. I could stand to lose a few pounds. I've been letting myself go a little bit.
But don't give up hope, though.
No, I didn't give up hope. I mean, my wife left me for a chick, so that kind of bummed me out.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Is our male lady, the male, or what do you call it? What do you call a female mailman?
Male woman.
What is it?
A male woman.
Male woman?
That doesn't or male person, I think, is a
male person now.
Yeah, male person. Well, she, I don't know how to say it. I guess let me just say our male slot wasn't the only slot she was fooling around with.
Things happen.
Do you still have the mail person coming to your house to deliver your mail?
Well, I mean, I can't afford to move. My wife left, and she moved in with the female mailman, and so I still live in the same house, and she's still my mailman. Well,
you can request a different mail person if you go to the mail office, and there's paperwork for that.
Really?
Yeah, you can do that. I've done that before.
You've done
I had a hardcore fan that was big extra fan, and he was my mail person, and he gave me a lot of trouble. He was kind of obsessive for a while.
Huh. So and they changed your, what happened? They fire him or?
Oh yeah. No, they just changed his route. It's easy. It's a simple form.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'll do that. Yeah. Cause it kind of sucks. And I feel like she's like, that she's like fucking with my mail and shit too.
It's possible.
Which is like
the name's on all the mail too, probably, right?
Well, that's the other thing, yeah. As my wife's still getting her mail there, and then there's some kind of loophole where, because that's, I'll just tell the mail, the, you know, the female mailman, I'm like, you know, she doesn't live here. Why are you leaving this here? Why don't you take it? And she's like, well, as a mail carrier, I'm not allowed to take the mail, even though she's living with my wife.
Right, but that's the right thing to do, obeying the law and you know, following protocol for the USPS.
Well, I think that it's a good job.
I'm kind of on her side there. Sorry, Brendan.
No, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not, I mean, the thing that kind of bothers me is I'm the victim here, and for her to be vindictive and, like, to hide mail and, you know, quote unquote lose my mail, I feel like it's like, why add insult to injury?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I gotta get back to work.
What's going on over there?
It's busy, you know. I gotta actually teach a class in a couple minutes here, so.
Oh, like a gun class?
Gun safety.
Now, is there anybody else there that might want to ask Mario Lopez a question? Maybe a lady. I hear a lady over there.
Now that, yeah, there's no females here. They're all older dudes.
Oh, so. Really? One of them.
Could you just
like
ask?
Lady.
Could you just ask?
Yeah, no, all the
like,
guys.
Say, who wants to talk to Mario Lopez?
Yeah, ask. I mean, it is kind of a once in a lifetime.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on a second. You.
Sure.
Hey, any of you guys know Mario Lopez? Like Mario, you want to talk to him? He's on the phone.
See, that sounds like a lady.
See, I hear a lady.
Yeah, there's a lady there.
No, he's in L.A. No? No? No takers? No takers, huh?
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, no, no takers so far.
Oh, okay. Are you sure there's not a lady there?
No.
One of those guys really sounds like a woman.
I don't know.
Somebody told me to get out of L.A. Who was that?
Yeah, who said tell him to get out of L.A.?
One of the guys. One of the younger guys.
Oh, it's a younger guy.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Prepubescent.
I mean, probably like early 20s, probably.
Okay. And he has a high-pitched voice?
Pretty high, yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk to him real quick?
He said he didn't want to talk to you.
Wow. He's
in the class too, so we're gonna be going doing that. So,
okay.
All right.
Oh. Well.
All right. What's the number one rule of gun safety? Is there a top rule?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one rule. Yeah. Never. Always keep it pointed in a safe direction.
That's right. Point it at the ground.
There we go.
At the ground.
Or at the sky too. Is this safe? It's up or down. That's the rule. Is point it at the ground. Or point it up high, point it at the sky.
Yeah, always in a safe direction and always keep your finger off the trigger.
Right, unless you, and then like it's, if you want to shoot it up in the air, that's fine too.
The bullets come down though. You know, that's why I'm afraid to shoot it up in the air.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a problem.
You don't think that's a problem?
Unless you're on the receiving end of
someplace. When they come down, it's not as fast.
Oh.
Still gravity taking you down.
Yeah.
So.
So, but they don't weigh a lot.
Always in a safe direction.
But they don't weigh a lot, so it's fine if you want to shoot your gun in the air.
All right.
Okay. So.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good class.
And if you want to shoot it like at a wall, that's fine too.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Good evening. Right,
bye, hey, bye. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Okay, right. And also right. if
we'll
you want to, if you want to aim it at the ground.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Have fun.
Also, what the hell? Talk to a gun store.
He was starstruck.
He's a pretty easygoing guy. Now, that's the kind of guy, you know, that's the kind of Florida guy I can get down with.
Totally.
I mean, sexually.
Well, you know. Sounds like a fun time. I mean, just go with the flow. Seemed like it.
I wanted to speak to the high pitch guy.
I know. Was that really a guy? There's no way. We have to hear that back.
He said it was a guy. And he agreed that it's kind of high. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a high pitch guy at a gun store.
Right.
Well, we're not getting any more calls. I guess maybe right. That one guy, I shouldn't have told him not to call back. I think I just cut down on our... I don't know how many people have been calling. Oh, well, wait, there's 914. Oh, that's your wife's number. We could try to call your wife again. Well, let's call this place.
All right.
There's it's another gun store in Florida. They seem to be big Mario Lopez fans.
You're right.
You know, I should have, like, Access Hollywood music.
I can help you.
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong. I am on the line with Mario Lopez.
Hey!
Okay.
Are you familiar?
No.
Oh, he's,
gun.
Yeah, he's from Access Hollywood.
Sorry.
Access Hollywood? Does that ring a bell? Does that ring a bell, sir? Hey, this is Mario Lopez, and welcome to Access Hollywood. Is that the show you're on?
No, it's Extra.
Oh, Extra.
I think I filled in on Access Hollywood a couple times, but Extra is my big, that's what I do. Is he still there?
No, he hung up.
Oh, okay. I was trying to tell if he was there.
Let's see here. Oh, here we go.
There it is.
This is what we needed. Okay. All right. I'll call that guy back. So now he'll know who you are.
How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Brendan Strong. I'm here with Mario Lopez from Extra. Extra?
Yeah, no, thank you. Have a great day.
Well, I'm giving you an opportunity to ask Mario Lopez a question. Because usually... Are you there,
He's
sir?
He's gone. He got nervous around me.
Yeah, he's a big fan. Well... Is this fun for you?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
it's hard to say with, you know, I never know how other people are feeling. Like if I'm just dragging them into this juvenile.
That's great.
Reality. I mean, do you have any places that you want to call? Like any places? Here we go. How about, is there any place that Mario Lopez would like to interview someone who works there?
That's a great question. who would I don't know.
Maybe I don't know why I'm so aquatic, but what do they call it? What's like a place with all the fish?
Like a aquarium store.
Like an aquarium, like a big place. You know,
like an actual aquarium where there's, you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let's see if we can find...
Camden Aquarium or something, or
okay, yeah, maybe that's open, right?
It's probably open.
My brother got married there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's closed.
Ah, shit.
I mean, I guess weekdays.
That's a cool venue to get married. There
it is. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, that's it for the free episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
If you want to hear a bonus 30 minutes of this episode, go to www.patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast and join the Patreon. Or just continue living your life in your diaper, because you're a baby.
To break the sound barrier in freefall. Longest human tunnel traveled through by a skateboarding dog. Shortest woman living. The tallest living man.